I am so thrilled. My brother is on the phone. The one person that would just drop in on a sister on a sunny afternoon in Detroit. Wes Morgan, what's going on?
Oh, man. You name it, I'll claim it.
I know.
Just, you know, persevering like everybody else. And, you know, to be honest with you, man, it's just amazing how God has continued to work in my life. You know, my story, I've shared on these airwaves many, many times. And he just keeps on making a way out of no way. You know, he's really that good. I know we say that as a cliche many times, but it's the truth. He's really that good. He's always providing. But outside of that, it's very excited right now. Good season in my life, writing music.
Yeah.
And putting some stuff out.
Yeah, you certainly are doing that. How did you guys weather the pandemic, and how are you doing now?
It was rough, you know, right off the top. But just to be quite honest with you, you know, my provision primarily comes through, you know, live shows and stuff like that. So I took a big hit there, but I pulled back and regrouped and strategized. And, you know, all my kids, they come home and wanted to be with daddy while everything was going on.
Wow.
So I was stuck up in that house for like 6 months, you know, with all my children and cooking. Listen, I cooked I thought about every meal I could possibly think about to cook.
You had like triple duty going on.
Oh my goodness. But you know, it was so great because we all, you know, we grew closer. We all chipped in, you know, the kids chipped in.
Right.
You know, I'm a real big house. So, you know, we all was on top of each other. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have to buy me a new couch. The center of it sunk in after the COVID.
I know that feeling. Let me show you mine.
Right. Man.
I totally understand.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing real good. And again, as I told you earlier, it's so good to hear your voice. I was so happy that Larry called me and told me about you, wanting me to call. You've always been a major supporter. I thank you for that. I mean that.
I'm on the phone with Wes Morgan. And Wes, there was a song sent to me called Why Can't We Love? And it said Wes Morgan, first of all, so I'm going to listen to it automatically. But it also features your dad, your daughter, and your 7-year-old son. Come on with this.
Yes, ma'am. It's a blessing to be able to work with your family, and that's something that I get to do. And so he's actually 6. I don't know how that must be a typo, but he'll be 7 soon enough, but he's just like, he's always bouncing around and just singing all the time. And I said, I'm going to put him on the track. And because, you know, when Lizzie does the bridge at the end, it says, how many nations have to burn before the age of innocence returns? And can we tell the children that there's a brighter future and paradise is on its way? And so I thought that would be perfect for him to come in at the end, because he is a child and we have to turn this world over to the kids in that generation.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to do whatever we can to keep it a peaceful place.
Tell me, what's that sound that I hear?
Why can't we love? Why can't we love? Why can't we love one another?
Amen. The name of the song is Why Can't We Love? And I saw the video, and you were at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And that was very moving from the video, and I could tell it had a profound effect on the outcome of the song as well.
Absolutely. My wife and I have been to the Lorraine Hotel often. We just love walking around there and just, you know, no matter how many times I go, I always get really moved emotionally from, you know, experiencing that. And have you ever been before?
Yes, I have.
It's like a somberness all over that one block right
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
And it just moved me. And that's why I included that in the song, because, you know, what kind of insult is it to a man who spent his whole life trying to get us to see the dream that he had? And then here we are, you know, all these years later, even though there's still been much progress, since he took his mandate and his calling to bring change. But, you know, it's almost like an insult for us to get here and let's just stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And especially to go backwards. And so, you know, because of his message and because of his passion and compassion for so many, and most of all for just his passion for unity, it just moves me.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was perfect to put in the song, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a question, you know, why can't we love? And I hope that the song will cause as many people who listen to it to really just ponder that question. Well, what is it, you know, that, that keeps us? And we know,
yeah,
you know, we know some of the things that's totally out of order and totally out of line. But at the end of the day, the scripture says we have the three pillars of the church, and there's faith, hope, and love. And he says, love is the greatest. And so that tells me that if we can implement love, no matter what our differences are, mm-hmm. that we can be the nation and really as a world, to be quite honest with you. This is not just a United States of America issue. This is around the world.
For sure. Well, it is such a pleasure catching up with you. I see you from time to time on social media. Your family is beautiful. And I'm really excited about this new song. How can people follow you?
At Wes Morgan on social media. It's at WESS Morgan.
I want everybody to follow you and catch up on what you're doing. And thank you so much for taking some time out. And when you come back to Detroit, I'll give you our new directions.
Well, thank you for including me. You've always done so, and I don't take that lightly. I appreciate the fact that you're always interested in and you always support my music. And so thank you again for including me.